Fantastic day to one and all. I hope you can enjoy this story you're about to hear while you're driving, while you're relaxing, because I think it's a interesting story. It's my story. Years ago, I set out on a journey because man had created COVID, and he released COVID. And it changed the world. Not for the better, in my opinion. Albert Einstein, arguably the smartest human that ever lived, once said, there are two things that are infinite. The universe and human stupidity. He then went on to say, and I'm not sure about the universe. Well, if you've been following the Be Kind World Tour for the last 6 years, I've been saying it's the insanity of humanity. There's 120 wars going on in the world. And as I heard today, probably World War III, 121, with the Iran situation heating up. There's too much greed in the world. Corporate and personal. There's bad education systems. There's too much poverty. And along with all the man-made disasters, there's natural disasters. So there's a lot of problems. And I believe, and I'm dedicating the rest of my life to it, and giving it as a gift to the world, I call it the kindness revolution. I believe, and as of today, hundreds of thousands of people have heard of it, but only 17,658 have gone to worldkindnesslist.com and put their first name down to show their agreement that three commitments can quite literally solve all the problems in the world. Let me explain how they do that. The first commitment, the hardest commitment a human can make, and the most important commitment, is to be kind to themselves, to love themselves unconditionally. And I've developed many programs to help you love yourself, to treat yourself with respect, to be kind to yourself. There's an analogy. If you've ever driven or flown, not driven, I drive planes, pilot planes. But if you ever have been on a plane, in the old days they were called stewardesses, today they're called flight attendants, they would say, and they still do, if the oxygen mask drops, put it on first, then help others. That's a great, great analogy. I would say it's a fantastic analogy. Because if you're not alive, and I add to that happy or well, you can't be of service to your family, your community, your company, your God, the world, or yourself. So you come first, and I teach you how to come first. It's not you only come first, because that would be selfish, but you have to be alive to be of help to anyone or anything. So you come first. And the ultimate goal is to be happy, and I teach you how to be happy. Following the three commitments to kindness, the Be Fantastic philosophy will lead to a road and a life of happiness. So that's the first commitment. And I could talk on hours on that. And if you follow my 3,500 videos on Be Fantastic YouTube channel, my TikTok, my Instagram, my X, all the different six websites, you'll find some fantastic information. The kindness revolution is not about money. It's not a business venture. I don't give a shit about money anymore. It's not about religion, because I'm not really a religious man. And it's not about politics. It's not political. We do have many of the 1,500 WhatsApp groups. We do have many religious groups, like rabbis are fantastic, Christians are fantastic, Mormons are fantastic, what have you. We have business groups, people don't want to make money. Because in the regular groups, the village, city, town, country, and school groups, we don't talk religion, politics, or business. So let's get to number two. It's a lot easier. It's easier for me, actually, as well. Be kind to all others. And sometimes I'll add, and the creatures. And I sometimes add, and the plants. Being kind to others, treating you like you want to be treated, is one of the Ten Commandments. It stops war, violence, lying, stealing, cheating, bigotry, prejudice, raping, slavery, arguing, teasing, bullying, all the evils of man. And man has a lot of evils. And I call it the insanity of humanity. Since the dawn of man, we're a warring species. We need to be a benevolent species. There's a thing called aliens, people from other worlds, other universes, other dimensions. And I believe the smarter you are, the more benevolent you are, the kinder you are. Some disagree with that, but, you know, some people will hate me for what I say, and some people will love me for what I say. I've been around the world a few times. I'm over 70 years old, which is hard to imagine. I've actually lived through, well, I've never been afraid of death, and I've challenged life so many times. I'm a rule breaker, but I'm out to save the planet from the insanity of humanity. My ex-wife thought I was crazy. You're crazy. I might be crazy, but I'm going to go with Steve Jobs, who said people who are crazy enough to think that they can make a difference in the world are the ones that do. And by golly, I made a big difference to a lot of people, and I'm very happy for that. Actually, if you only make a difference to one person in the world and make them a happier person, more, you know, independent person, let's say, you've done a fantastic thing for humanity. I, for one hand, have my greatest accomplishments in life, I've been raising two wonderful young men. They are their own parent now. They're, you know, they have their own children. And I gave them more love than I ever had, because I didn't have any love as a child or guidance. Somehow, I guess I came out okay, according to some people. So the second commitment is very, very important. As I said, it's one of the Ten Commandments. Now, there's a third commitment. And three is a very important number. Triangles, three sides. There's in the universe is numbers. And the number three is very important. So I used to have four commitments. And no one ever caught the mistake on the fourth. It wasn't a mistake. It was say kind words, which is important because words matter. Words have power. Today's quotes on my Be Fantastic YouTube channel was about words. Words can hurt. Words can heal. The global kindness pledge is words. But I lost my train of thought. You know, all these dissertations, all my videos are all one-take wonders. I make mistakes. I'm human. You know, this isn't scripted. This is from the heart. But let's get to number three. Be kind to Mother Earth. That's our home. Do you throw trash on the floor in your living room? Well, some people do, actually. But you shouldn't, if you're being respectful for our planet or others, you know, by throwing trash on the ground outside. We are the most polluting species on the planet. We pollute our streams, our rivers, our lakes, our oceans, our seas, the atmosphere, our lands, and now outer space. There's a lot of trash in outer space. It's just being, well, if you're accountable for your actions to yourself, others, and the planet, we won't have as much pollution and waste there is. You know, recycling is important in the third commitment. Repurposing. I'm an eco artist. I take trash and I make art out of it. And I have eco art classes for free, of course. Everything I do is free. And that brings me to free. Humans don't respect free. If you didn't pay something, if you didn't pay for something out of your hard-earned money, you don't respect it. And that's unfortunate. And it's actually quite true, because most things aren't free. And they'll say, sign up, it's free. And as soon as you sign up, they say, well, now pay. It's ridiculous. But history will show that the kindness revolution is free. It's my gift to you. And a lot of people are taking it to heart. They're endorsing it. In Africa, where the movement is in 34 countries, most of the Africans who are smart enough are thrilled by being introduced to it. They're becoming admin and directors in the countries, directors in the states, provinces, regions, and districts. They're endorsing it with open arms. Kings and queens and princesses throughout Africa are endorsing it. It's going to change the world. It is changing Africa. And the Global Kindness Pledge is doing quite well. The kids are reciting it daily in schools throughout Africa. It builds self-confidence, fosters camaraderie, spreads energy to the room, teaches the value of the word and importance of the word fantastic. The word fantastic is quite integral in the Be Fantastic philosophy, because it, as I said before, words matter. And when you say the word fantastic with any kind of enthusiasm, sometimes even without, it forces you to smile. Now, science says a smile reduces stress, anxiety, and depression because it releases endorphins, dopamine, and serotonin, these neuromessaging units that make you feel fantastic. A smile makes you look and feel fantastic. It's quite fantastic to endorse it. Throw away the word good and replace it with fantastic. Watch your life change. I always say, take the 30-day challenge and prove me wrong. If you were to say, I am fantastic out loud with enthusiasm, whether you're looking in the mirror or just walking down the street, say, I am fantastic. Watch the manifestation that occurs. In 30 days, you'll be a different person. Just by using words. Now, conversely, you could look in the mirror or walk down the street and say, I am a freaking loser. And that you shall become. Words manifest action. This is science. Science backs up the three commitments to kindness. You know, I'm just a regular guy. Didn't go to school. Didn't have any love or guidance as a child. People tell me sometimes they had a happy childhood. I said, please tell me how that was. I didn't have grandparents. I had three sets of horrible parents, my natural parents, my step parents, and my foster parents. And somehow or other, I have enough common sense to survive it. I hitchhiked around the world at 17 for my college education. I want to say I graduated summa cum laude from the School of Hard Knocks. I'm now an honorary doctor. I've got a few honorary doctorates from universities that have endorsed the kindness revolution. I hope you will endorse it. If you're already part of it, spread it. Share it. Sharing is caring. Caring leads to kindness, and kindness leads to happiness. We're on this planet to be happy. If you're not happy, you're probably sad. And I say SAD stands for stress, anxiety, and depression. Most people are sad because they're dragging the past with them. So maybe something happened horribly in their past. Maybe the woman was raped. Maybe someone was mugged. All kind of horrible things happen to humans, by humans, sometimes by nature. And you drag it with you as an anchor, where it should be a ladder, because if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. I mean, so people are stressed and worrying and carrying negativity from the past. So that's one third of the problem. The other third of the problem is they're worried about the future. I'm not going to pay my rent. I'm not going to find the girl. I'm not going to get a good job. And that's manifest. When they're thinking like that, that's manifesting those results as well. You should be saying it's all going to work out. I'm going to find the best job. You know, if you love what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. I always say a third of the, 5% of the people love what they're doing. They jump out of bed in the morning, and that's the secret to happiness, because they love what they're doing. So they're going to have fun doing it. They're going to do it well because they're having fun. And when you do something well, someone pays you for it. That's about 5% or less of humanity jumps out of bed looking forward to their day. 90%. Now, of course, this isn't hard facts, but it's Dr. Fantastic's theory. 90% of people crawl out of bed because they have to get to work. They have to do what they have to do. And they show up late and they try to leave early, which is not the ingredients for success, by the way. You should always show up early and leave late if you want to be successful. But they get through the day and they do what they do. And that's sad. They're not happy, typically. And then there's 5% that say, hell no, I'm not getting out of bed. But, you know, that's just words matter. And if you use words that are too big when you're making a speech or having a conversation, that's ignorance, because you just lost your crowd. Speak at a level where everyone can understand you. Speak in a language where they can understand you. Share your wisdom. So where was I? Just trying to share my wisdom as a motivational speaker, as a life coach, as a philosopher, author. Done a lot of things in my life. I think I've learned from most of them. I'm still going to make mistakes, of course. I'm not perfect. I don't want to be perfect. I want to be me. And you can only be you. You can't be someone else. And if you want to be successful, you can't emulate someone else as well. So I'm trying to save the planet from the insanity of humanity. Now, insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, you can say that of the world. We keep doing the same things over and over. War, you know, chasing money. I mean, so many. I don't like to talk negativity, but sometimes I got to get it out of my chest. You know, if you don't realize the bad things that are going on, then you're just, well, I guess sometimes ignorance is bliss. You know, there are tribes, civilizations on the planet today that don't know about electricity. Luckily, that's probably fantastic, because they're not watching television, and which is swaying and brainwashing the masses. You know, television is run by the big corporations who want you to work 8 to 5, go home, watch television, get brainwashed by the ads, and go back to work the next day. Don't think about the universe. Don't think about aliens. Don't think about revolting. Follow their lead. You'll make them money. You'll make them rich. And you'll survive because you're working. I could go on like this forever. I don't know. I hope you're enjoying this. If you've really gotten this far, you're fantastic. I hope, my plan is that my wisdom, the Be Fantastic philosophy, will outlive me, because I'm not going to live forever. Nobody lives forever. My parents died in their 30s. I've had so many friends and so much family die. And that's sad. Recently, just months ago, my girlfriend died at 57. That's an early late age as well, from a heart attack. Beautiful girl, beautiful lady, inside and out. She used to listen to Bashar. And she said I was from planet Pleiades. My wife, ex-wife, would say I'm from a different planet. She never specified which one. And Kat would say I'm from planet Pleiades. So I'm Pleiadian, I guess. I don't know. But I don't think like normal people, because I've never had a normal life. Born into wealth, raised in poverty, and then as an orphan, raised in middle-class America. San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, California, to a brutal, bigot, piece of shit foster father. Foster mother wasn't too bad. He was a piece of shit. He rotten hell. And he told me some, he gave me some really bad advice. I tell you, you know, we can only go by what our parents tell you. My first parents, my mother and my real father, told me my name was, well, they never told me my name. Okay, I was only 2 years old. So my step parents, my mother and my stepfather, told me my name was Monty Richer. That was my name. I went to school as Monty Richer. People called me Monty Richer. And I thought my name was Monty Richer because you're not going to doubt what your parents tell you your name is, right? So then when I was orphaned, my social worker said, your name is Lester Monta Cook III. And I thought, wow, what a great name. That's fantastic. And one day Ronald Reagan, the governor of California, called me and he says, is Lester Cook home? My brother answered the phone and said, someone's for Lester Cook, he said, real snidely. And luckily, I didn't go, this is Lester Cook, because no one called me Lester Cook. And I said, hello, is this Lester Cook? I said, yes, this is Ronald Reagan. Ah, oh, what a fantastic conversation. He was very kind to me. And he wrote me when he was governor. He wrote me when he was president. Very nice man. He dated my mother. And he's the picture of him and my mother is on my book, my autobiography called Lester's Legacy. Check it out. My new book is called How to Be a Fantastic Person. And all the money from that book is going to my charity, the Foundation for World Harmony. And I'm only charging $5. And I'm happy to say that a lot of people have bought it. Two people have bought my book. And that's okay. Two people will enjoy it. I want to give it away for free, but then nobody respects free, as I said. And I figured $5, you know, going to charity. Not to me, because I don't give a shit about money anymore. I had a lot of money. I was successful at times. My wife was very successful. Had a big yacht, two big parties. Having money buys you fake friends and shiny things. I don't recommend it. The poorer people are the happiest people that I've found. And I've traveled the world, trust me. And I'm still traveling the world. And I'll go where I'm invited. I was invited here to Antigua. The last home was in Belize. I got invited there. I wasn't invited to Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt, but I did get there and lived there for a few years. One of the top resorts in the world. Spoke at COP27. That was a great experience. I think I'll now have the funds to speak at the next few COPs around the world. I'm hoping to go to Dubai on August 24th to 26th to speak there. I'm registered to go there. I'd like to exhibit there. If anyone knows anybody from that humanitarian convention, let me know. Because I would like to speak there. I want to speak at the UN. I'm being invited by presidents and kings to visit their country in Africa and speak to them. Very exciting to get those offers. So I'm on the right track. People love what my wisdom. They love the Be Fantastic philosophy. They're endorsing the kindness revolution. They're joining the Foundation for World Harmony. Things are progressing nicely. By the way, the universe is about numbers. It's all numbers. It's all numbers. And there's a thing called a science called numerology. It's kind of like astrology, but it's called numerology. And you take a number and it has a root. Every number has a root number. The year 2026 root number is one. You add up all the digits of your birth date or whatever date you want to choose, and it comes to there's only 9 numbers, 1 through 9. And so 2026 is the root number 1, and all those root numbers have meanings. The root number 1 is new beginnings, which I believe we need to have. Also leadership. And then I looked at my birth year, 1954, and that root number is number 1. So that's fantastic. And this 2026 has been the most fantastic year, I would say, of my life. I've met the most fantastic people. I've grown the revolution probably from start of the year, maybe, I don't know, 13,000 maybe it was. It's now 17,600 plus. People are endorsing it. They're loving it. They're following the philosophy. It's changing their lives. It's enhancing their lives. To be kind doesn't detract from your personal or professional life. It enhances it. And if you say the pledge every day, you shall manifest those results. You know, don't say unkind words. Say kind words to yourself, to others. And let's work together. Let's spread the word. Let's share this message. I hope it's entertaining you while you're driving or about to go to sleep or just want to get energized for the day. I suggest you store it, keep it, listen to it again. One day it'll be put to images. I'm always looking for more volunteers to help create more content. I've got 3,000 plus, I think 3,500 now, videos on YouTube from around the world. A lot of advice, fantastic interviews. I have a podcast called The Complete Guide to Happiness, where I interviewed 45 of my ambassadors, from billionaire John Paul DeJoria to very, very fantastic people. JP's been wonderful. He started Patron Tequila, John Mitchell Hair Products, a couple hundred other companies. Fantastic guy. Down to earth billionaire. You know, there's not too many people that money didn't destroy. You know, people want to be rich and famous. I say, be careful what you wish for, because being rich and famous, and I know a lot of rich and famous people, you don't want to be in their shoes. Trust me. You want to be happy. Find a love. Get out of the city if you found your love. Cities are they call them the jungles. There's a lot of problems in the cities. Get to the country with your loved one. Raise children. Get some animals. Plant some trees. Some food. Live near fresh water. You know, we don't know how long we're going to last or the world will last. Everything's finite. You know, the earth will come to an end one day. The sun will come to an end. We won't know it for 8 minutes, though. So enjoy every day. That's my message to you. Love yourself unconditionally, which will allow you to love others, and they'll love you. Accept yourself as you are. You don't need to be taller, shorter, skinnier, or fatter. You just need to be you. Love yourself. Love every attribute that you have. Hopefully you have a lot of kind attributes like compassion and empathy and gratitude and patience and forgiveness and thoughtfulness and giving and helping and sharing. Hopefully you're experiencing peace and love and happiness, and you've got courage, and you're extending friendship, and you're having integrity, and you're being positive and honest and kind. And you follow these three important philosophers. Or people, let's say. Rene Descartes, I think, therefore I am. Very, very brilliant statement. One of my favorite philosophers. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic, I'm a Stoic, who said, our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus was the richest, most powerful Caesar man on the planet, and he was a humble man. Imagine that, to be humble. To be powerful and yet humble. Very few people have existed in life that were like that. Marcus Aurelius, a great Stoic. And then Henry Ford said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right. So think you can. I think I could save the planet, and I think I'm the right person for it, because there's no one that's lived as bizarre life as me that I've ever met. And I've met hundreds of thousands of people. You know, most people have gone to school. I didn't. Most people, we all have our own path. And I hope you can take a little from what I said today and a little from what the 3,500 videos on Be Fantastic YouTube have said. And you can endorse and maybe launch some of our initiatives that are free, that help every community. They're all listed at worldkindnesslist.com. So, this ends today's dissertation. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think. Text me at 502-553-1889 or 774-518-9051, I think it is. I got about five different numbers. Or send me an email at montycook3@gmail.com or montythetalkshowhost@gmail.com or monty@thefoundationforworldharmony.org or drfantastic@thefoundationforworldharmony.org or send up some smoke signals and I'll get them. Just be happy. Be kind. And have a fantastic life. 30 minutes. How about that?